I think historically, infrastructure is something that's been taken for granted. You know, the quality of our infrastructure over the last 50 years has generally been very good. It certainly isn't a sexy topic, the type of thing that draws attention when it comes to passenger rail in particular. I mean, we've just gone through a period of the love affair with the automobile. You know, it's a symbol of freedom for Americans, but now we've gotten to the point where we can no longer build our way out of the congestion that has resulted from growth in population and growth in the use of automobiles. And so there has to be balance in the transportation network. There has to be travel alternatives so we can ensure that we continue to provide good mobility to citizens. But, you know, infrastructure is one of those things, unfortunately, that too often Americans just take for granted. They expect it to be there and don't really contemplate the level of planning and investment that is necessary to make sure that these mobility needs are going to be met over the next several decades.